VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ken, and you're listening to the Pronunciation Challenge, bringing you something new just for you and only on VoiceTube.
Welcome to CNN 10.
Good day, listeners. It's time for our news briefing. Hey, folks. Welcome to the show. We have a little announcement to make later, so be sure to finish today's episode. US Memorial Day 2021. Last week, May 31st, was America's Memorial Day, a tribute to all Americans who died serving in their nation's conflicts. Since 1971, the Memorial Day holiday has been observed on the last Monday in May. It started during the Civil War when mourners used flowers to decorate the graves of those who'd been killed in battles. The practice gave rise to the holiday known as Declaration Day. After World War I, which ended in 1918, the holiday's name was changed to Memorial Day, and it became a time to remember servicemen and women who'd been lost in every war. Flags are placed in their honors, parades and church services, and public events are held. The president traditionally lays a wreath or a circle of flowers at the Tomb of the Unknowns in Arlington National Cemetery, which can take place on Veterans Day as well. But while that holiday recognizes everyone who served in the armed forces, Memorial Day focuses on those who gave their lives in service. The respects paid at Arlington are mirrored in cemeteries and communities all across America. May God rest their souls. Now, the next story is not on CNN 10, but I think you'll be interested to hear about it. John Cena apologizes to fans in China. For our following story, a Caucasian man apologizes to a country for his new movie, The Fast and Furious 9. You can't see him, but you can definitely hear his voice. And his name is John Cena. American professional wrestler and actor John Cena apologized profusely in Mandarin on Tuesday, May 25th, after Chinese netizens became enraged over his reference to Taiwan as a country. During his promotion interview with Taiwanese broadcaster TVBS, Cena said, "Taiwan is the first country that can watch Fast and Furious 9. The film was originally supposed to premiere in Taiwan on May 19th, but it was postponed indefinitely as Level 3 measures put an end to all movie showings across the nation. Meanwhile, in China, where there's an ongoing outbreak of local COVID-19 cases in Anhui Province and Liaoning Province, the film's premiere was held on May 21st. The Cena video eventually made its way to social media in China, enraging Chinese netizens with comments such as, "You can't speak Chinese, please shut up." So folks, what do you think? Did Cena do what he had to do, or was he actually protecting Taiwan, since he didn't really say what he was sorry about? Anyways, this is surely not going to be the last of it. Entertainers, be careful. And now here's our sentence of the day. Memorial Day is a tribute to all Americans who died serving their nation's conflict. Once again, Memorial Day is a tribute to all Americans who died serving in their nation's conflict. And now let's look at the vocab we've got here. Number one, tribute. Tribute, which means something that you say, write, or give that shows your respect and admiration for someone, especially on a formal occasion. For example, the Prime Minister paid tribute to the firemen who had sacrificed themselves fighting the blaze. Number two, serve. Serve, which means to work for or to do your duty to. For example, he served under Ronald Reagan as Secretary of State. Number three, conflict. Conflict, which means active disagreement between people with opposing opinions or principles. For example, you can say, there was a lot of conflict between John and his father. Hey folks, we have a little announcement to make. Unfortunately, or perhaps hooray for some of you VoiceTubers, due to the pandemic, which has affected the way we work, we're gonna take a little break from the CNN 10 show for a short while. I remember that it was September 1st, 2020, when I first hosted the CNN 10 show. It's been a privilege bringing you news from the world, and I certainly hope that you've enjoyed it as much as I did, and learned a little something from the show. Anyways, this is not a farewell. I'll be hosting regular pronunciation challenge shows starting next Tuesday. It's like getting the old job back, really. What topics would you like me to do? Leave a comment down below and throw me your ideas. This is Ken Miao, thanks for joining us, and I'll see you again next week.
大家最近可能比较辛苦一些，再撑一下，很快就结束了，我们一起加油吧。
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yeah. I see skies of blue.Clouds of white, the bright blessed days, dark sacred nights, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky.Are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They'll learn much, much more.Then I'll never know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.